He held the lamp up in all directions as if he wanted to bring some light to as many people as possible. I had only held it up in front of me, I had not understood it, but he shone with this lamp as if he wanted to look for something else. So I asked him, "What are you doing then?" And he said to me, "They are all happy for the smallest glimmer of light that shines on them." Well, I let it happen as he did, but I simply carried my lamp in my hands. So we went back to our house. Slowly the light came back to us, just as the darkness had come over us before. My son took the lamp from me and put it in a very specific place in the house. He said to me, "Father, where this lamp glows, we want to pray together with a sister. We also still have a lot to make up for." Then I asked him, "You haven't been here relatively long and you're already so familiar with everything. How is that possible?" And my son answered me, "I also had a good teacher. He introduced me and explained everything to me that needed to be done. He told me that only with great devotion and understanding could one make the difficult times of those suffering brothers and sisters easier, and by doing so we would clear our own path to the top." I had the feeling that my son had already acquired an infinite amount of knowledge in this new world, that he had taken many lessons, that he could explain to me how one should behave and how everything works, for he could even tell me various things about the higher world. He also told me about his mother and said, "Mother has wonderful merits. Her life was full of sacrifice and devotion. She no longer needs to earn money and acquire wealth like we do. But we, you, Father, me and my sister, we all have to strive for these merits." That is what my son said to me. So I went along these paths with him, and then the guiding spirit came again and explained to me that my behavior was not particularly praiseworthy, the tone in which I spoke to these unfortunates was not praiseworthy, I had no right to blame these unfortunates, because that was not my place. My task was to comfort them. Because if I could change my innermost feelings, then my own condition would also be changed very soon, and by that he meant that I would come to a different environment and be able to fulfill a different task that would give me more joy. Then he explained to me further, "Consider the love of God, how much sin is committed on earth, and God does not punish these people in particular for it, that is, they do not feel it in their human lives. God does not therefore deprive them of the blessing of prosperity, he still lets the sun shine on them, even if someone commits the greatest crime, and he will also get his bread as a criminal, provided he lives among people who are concerned about the welfare of his neighbor. If God did not have this love, he would be able to harm this person through punishment or bring him into misfortune and make him feel that God is punishing him. But he does not feel that God's eye is upon him and that he is harming himself. He does not yet feel it." And my son added, "It is similar here, when we now help others, we do not see the wealth that we earn by doing so, we do not see or know it in ourselves, and we do not yet see it in others. But the moment comes when this wealth unfolds, when it expands, when it is there. And that is just how it is with people. They do a lot of wrong and they do not notice it, because no one is punishing them yet. They are not touched from the outside, and if they escape the earthly law, they no longer believe that there is a higher power that will still take hold of them when the moment comes. They simply cannot see that moment." Yes, that is how it was explained to me. This angel of God made it clear to me that I did have to change something, because I was more feared than loved. Deep down I had not changed. I was still expressing myself in the same way, so to speak, and still wanted to rule over others. This desire for power had to be put aside first and I had to have more understanding for others. I knew that I couldn't do that without further ado, but I also wanted to work in the same way as my son. I couldn't suddenly see it, I still had to go a lot of the way with him, I had to go with my son to such unfortunate people and comfort them, I had to overcome myself. Make an effort to do that, because I always thought, it's their own fault. For a long time I simply couldn't have any compassion, any understanding, that was what I was accused of. The angel said, "You have to fulfill your task until you are able to be compassionate, until you are able to understand the needs of others." And then this angel said to me, Your son will stay here with you voluntarily to speed up your journey. This is a matter of grace, because you have probably had a difficult life too, and you wanted to fulfill your tasks. But God was not satisfied with everything. But by raising so many children, you gave the opportunity for God's plan of salvation to be accelerated. Now, as long as you do not change, the son must stay here, but if you make an effort and become zealous so that you can be compassionate, then you will clear the way for your son and also for your daughter, for she too will stay here until a change has occurred in you. And the angel continued, you could now say in an egotistical way, it is fine and good for me if the two stay here for so long, for then I am among my own, I was their father, after all, I have a right to them. You can say that. I really did think that at first, I am their father, and actually I feel much more comfortable with them than with strangers, so I am with my own, that is what I thought at first, that is how egotistical I was. But the angel saw my thoughts, so he drew my attention to them and said, you know, but there is a limit to their service to you. If we see that you want to live in this selfish way, then we will take them away. You will prolong your distress if, instead of becoming wise, you harm your family. You should not think that you can benefit from your children for so long, because if you do not clear the way for them early on, you will have to make the visits here for even longer. Those were hard words for me, and I began to think about it and thought, I want to be different. But I kept saying words for which I was reprimanded. But then the angel said, you have been walking with your son for a long time now. Now you can accompany your daughter, she fulfills a similar task, even if it is a little more pleasant. The daughter also went to those unfortunates, but she did not carry a flame with her, only I was to carry the flame. She had a jug and a cup with her, and this jug was always full, it was only water. And so she went her way with me. It was not the same as that of the son, we went to other unfortunates. But where she stopped, she laid her hands on their foreheads, stroked their heads, took their hands, folded them and prayed with them. Then she gave them a drink from the jug. And everyone said how refreshing it was, how pleasant, and how long they had waited. They had the feeling that it would be a long time before she came back. And my daughter said, I was just with you, I just went back and asked for my jug to be filled again. And so I am back again. When the jug is empty, I will go again, and when it is full again, I will come back immediately, I will not keep you waiting. But wherever we went, we heard the same words, you have made us wait a long time. And my daughter said to me, you know, it is clear that they feel that it has taken a long time before they get their refreshment again. After all, they live in the longing for liberation. Father, we want to pray for them. And my daughter had already started doing this every time we left the house and walked along their long, narrow path through the forest, getting deeper and deeper into the darkness. She always prayed from the first step she took when she left the house. She asked God, and she asked Jesus Christ, the Savior, to have mercy on those unfortunate people, to free them from their distress. And she always said to me, Father, you must pray with us, you must pray with us. You know, they are waiting to be released, and we want to shorten the time for them, we want to reduce the path of suffering, and we want to speed it up so that they can climb up. That is how I learned from my daughter too. I also learned to pray, and I had the feeling that I had learned more from her than with the son. But the angel said when we were together again, it had to be like that, you had to go with your son first, and only later did you become mature enough to accompany the daughter. But now I had to take turns, I couldn't always go with the daughter, I would have liked this task much better. I also wanted to give the unfortunate people the cup. Sometimes I was allowed to offer it, the daughter gave it to me, and she held the lamp. But then I had to go with my son again. One time I went with the son and the other time with the daughter. I didn't know how much time passed, but I was constantly urged to change, to really have pity for these unfortunate people and to pray with them from the depths of my soul. Then the angel said, now you have changed a little, you have already gained some insight, and we want to reward you for that. And I said, ah, it can only be a reward for me if you send my wife to me, if Ida can come to me. My wife was called Ida in her life. And the angel said, she should come, we will bring her to you. And so we had a wonderful reunion. Mother came to us, and she did not come empty-handed, she brought a bouquet of flowers, and she also brought some fruit for us. She said it was fruit that grew very close to her beautiful house, she could have taken it away to bring it to us. And so we found each other, we took the little candles and put them on the table and ate the fruit together, and my daughter fetched the jug, it was filled again, and we drank it. It was water, but we felt it was the most precious thing that could possibly be. We were together. Of course we wanted to be with the rest of our family, and the angel said, later, later. The mother told us about her beautiful life, about her beautiful tasks. She told us that she was in the children's paradise with the children, that she had to tell them something about her experiences, about her world, about the encounters. She also told us about the future that these children have. So she was happy with them, she fulfilled her task there. Mother went to her children, just as we had to go down and fulfill the task for the unfortunate one, the mother fulfilled the task for her children. And the angel said, how could it be otherwise? She is used to children, she knows how to deal with children, and she can help them, she has love. But the angel explained to us that mother would come back. My son, my daughter and I continued to fulfill our task together for a while. Then both were led out of the house and I was left alone. And the angel said, now it depends on whether you can take on the leadership as your family did, whether you can go to these unfortunate people with the lamp and comfort them and whether you can also bring them the jug with this refreshing drink. If you fulfill your task here well, then the time will not be far off when a nicer task awaits you that will give you more joy. But I was not to carry out my task alone now, two people would come to me again. But they were not from my family, but rather people I did not know. I was to continue to live with them in the same familiar relationship as I had with my family. The angel explained to me, I was to be a kind, guiding brother to them and I was to have love and understanding for them, because they still had so much about them that they had to let go of, they too had to change, and I had to help them. Now I had the firm intention of supporting them and being what the angel had mentioned, and so I was, in a certain sense, their leading brother and explained to them about the difficult fate of those unfortunate people, but also about the great readiness to help and about the service that one must perform for them. And so I achieved my redemption of this kind, my liberation. Then I was led up to another heaven. There I met my other children, and the two who had fulfilled the tasks with me had already arrived the long ago. But mother was still above us. But now we could send her invitations, we knew that if we had fulfilled our task well, we could express this wish, we could send her a message and invite her to come to us. So she came to us, told us about the diversity of heaven, about Jesus Christ, about the task he fulfilled. And she told and explained our path, which we still have to follow in order to reach those heights too. Oh, dear brothers and sisters, I have tried to tell you about my retreat. And I believe that many who come to us experience the same thing as I did. I am withdrawing and I wish the Lord's blessing on you all. Greetings. Report of the Ascending Spirit being Albert by Mediator Beatrice Brunner in the Hall on Mar 1 Quarten Kaldenstrasse, Zurich. Original, tape recording. Next case. December 4, 1963, Emma, Emancipation from a Patriarchal Husband. Initial experiences of a contentious married couple in the afterlife, how Emma learns to pursue her high goals independently of her husband and develops herself and her talents. Emma, greetings. My dear brothers and sisters, my name is Emma. I would like to tell you about my entry into the spiritual world, but I still have to explain something about my life. I didn't live in particularly peaceful conditions with my husband, we were always quarreling with each other, so to speak. We had a daughter, she was good and pious. My husband went into the spiritual world first. His name was Albert. When I was then called to the world beyond, My husband came to meet me and said it was good that I was there now, now we could finally be together. So he regretted that I hadn't gone over to the world beyond with him straight away. I was greeted and received by the angels of God. My attention was drawn to my husband and it was explained to me that I could now be with him, and then, depending on the progress that one or the other made, we would be led into a higher sphere, one perhaps sooner than the other. We should try to get along with each other, after all we had quarreled a lot in life. Well, as a human being I had no idea what life would be like after death. Sometimes I had thought that life would definitely continue, but I had no idea in what form or in what way. Now I had to realize that these heavenly beings could stand in front of us, give us instructions, guide us, and that the environment in which we lived was similar to that on Earth. It was not particularly beautiful, but compared to the conditions on Earth I found it quite nice and good. I was only astonished that we were told that we had to work. I believed that there would be no more work in heaven, that there would be nothing else to do but sing and pray and glorify God. When my husband said that he had to work hard and that it would be good if I helped him now, as he had been waiting for me for a long time, I was naturally interested in what he was doing there. We lived together in a communal house. But my husband never left my side, he always stayed close to me. He also didn't hold back with his accusations that it was my fault, that he didn't have a better job, and that we hadn't gotten to a nicer place. So he put the blame on me. I tried to defend myself and explained to him that he had also quarreled with me and that his own guilt was probably just as great as mine, and that we should now try together to at least live in peace next to each other in the heavenly world. But he constantly reproached me and I didn't feel very satisfied or happy. Our boss, he was an angel, now assigned me a job. It was the same one that my husband did. This job consisted of weaving. My husband had to weave baskets. I didn't like these baskets and I immediately said to him, "Can't you make something more imaginative, something more delicate than what you are doing?" He replied that he had been there before me and knew exactly what he was doing, and besides, his superiors had never stopped his work, so his work was right and good and I should do mine the same way. But the angel who also assigned me the work explained to me, "You can use your own imagination. You can do the same as your former partner, but you can also make something more beautiful. We need flower baskets, containers for storing fruit, for presenting fruit. We also need beautiful, delicate baskets, even woven plates and containers. With effort and imagination you can create something beautiful. Time is not pressing, one is happy about a beautiful piece of work." These words made me happy and sparked enthusiasm in me. Now I wanted to create something beautiful for heaven, because I simply thought it was bad to make such modest, rough, unsightly baskets. I wanted to make something better than just baskets like that. And so I tried to create something from my imagination of that. I did what I was told. But it didn't go as quickly as it did with my husband. He had a basket ready in no time. There were whole rows of baskets there, and they were always being taken away. But I never heard any special praise for his work, and I thought to myself, "I don't want to do something like that." I simply couldn't understand why he was allowed to work like that. I had so much to criticize about his work, but he wouldn't let me. I wasn't allowed to tell him anything. But he complained about me and told me that he should be ashamed that I wasn't doing more. I hadn't finished anything yet, and my constant procrastination was getting me nowhere. Even in heaven you have to work, and you are rewarded according to the amount of work you do. I would never get a reward because I just didn't do anything. That was his opinion. That was how he had been in his earthly life. He had been a zealous, hard-working person, but he always had something to complain about, and so we both always argued together. Well, here in the world beyond I wanted to have peace and quiet, and I also tried to distance myself from him a little. I wanted a different place, not so close to him. But he didn't tolerate that. I had to get close to him again. He claimed that he had to supervise me, he wanted to watch my work closely. Well, I finished the first flower basket. After a long time, but I found it beautiful and enjoyed it very much. I felt as if a sense of art had arisen in me, something that I had never known during my lifetime. And nothing could be beautiful and good enough for heaven for me. While my husband was of the opposite opinion, he thought that quantity was more important than beauty. Now my basket of flowers was also fetched, it was carried away in silence. And of course my husband had his eyes on it sternly and was attentive to see if anyone would say anything about it, perhaps praise or criticism. But nothing, nobody said anything, it was simply taken away. Then I tried again to work on something, something completely different. And he kept reproaching me until an angel came and said to him, "Look, now leave Emma alone. She does the work as well and as beautifully as she can, and it is not your duty to look at her like that. Because now she is living for herself, and you are living for yourself. And you two should try to live in peace with each other." He did hear these words, but he did not learn anything from them. But we had to leave our workplace at times. We were all brought together and had to be taught, just as we were told, all those on the other side who are part of God's order are taught. We had no idea about the laws of heaven, and we also did not know anything about the plan of salvation as it actually is. We had lived on earth with completely false ideas, so now we had to be taught at times. Personally, I had the feeling, it is exactly the same here as in the world, where people live. You have to work and you are taught. The only difference was, we did not have to worry about our accommodation, nor about our clothes, we also did not feel hungry or thirsty. So work and instruction were much more in the foreground, so all our thoughts, all our work was focused on that. I soon discovered that it was about developing our diligence. We should be active. We should get used to an order. So it wasn't as if we could just indulge in doing nothing. In these teachings they also explained to us that there was so much work that had to be done and that they didn't like idlers. And they actually said it, hard work is rewarded. Yes, I had already suspected it and had thought about it that hard work would be rewarded, but they certainly also demanded precise work, conscientious work. They also gave us the opportunity to make the work more beautiful. We could put our imagination into it, we could also express our wishes, and they brought not only the usual intellectual material to work with, but also what was specifically requested, as I did. I would like to explain, people weave baskets of all kinds out of willow, here, in the spiritual world, it was a wonderful material, it was so flexible, so beautiful, so soft. And I had the feeling that you could not only coax colors out of this material, but also a certain sound. I tried to rub my fingers on this material, to play with it, and always had the feeling that a sound was coming out. But I couldn't. I realized that this material, as it was given to me, was still too dense and that I could use it to form and shape these objects. And so I believed that there would definitely be a final material of a similar kind. I thought back to the time of my human life, there were very different materials, coarse and fine, you couldn't make anything valuable with the coarse ones, but with the fine, precious materials you could also make something precious. It was clear to me that there were such precious materials here too, and so I asked my superior, by that I mean my angel, who always came to me, got the work and brought me the material to work with, to bring me different types of ribbons if possible, that is made of different materials, if possible, and different colors. And I was amazed that he granted my wish. He brought me such tapes, and so I was able to produce much, much more beautiful things. Well, my husband always looked at what I was doing, and he simply thought that only his work was right. What I was doing was senseless and certainly not of the same value as what he was producing. What he was doing was something much more permanent and could also, he believed, contain a great deal of content, while what I was producing was just for the eye and not practical. And he made it clear to me that one had to be practical in heaven. Well, my superior said to me, "You don't have to listen to him, but you can fully express your imagination." And so I did. But then we also had the opportunity to be together without working, we didn't have to work all the time, and we weren't taught all the time either. We could go hiking together, we could walk through this sphere, which was our new home, we could admire it and look at everything. But on these hiking trails my husband probably never saw the heavenly, the beautiful things that existed here, even if they were quite modest to our eyes. He only complained and moaned that we would no longer earn anything. Because he also knew that there were other heavenly spheres, and he knew from the explanations just as I did that by working and creating to the satisfaction of our superiors, we were taken away from this plane by the angels of God and led to a better sphere, where there was greater color splendor, where we could also do more beautiful work. So he too had the desire to escape this sphere and do something else from time to time, because, as he said, he had made an enormous number of these baskets. But now he, like me, had the desire to be with our daughter. She had died early, even before my life partner entered the spirit world. She had been there briefly to greet me, and I had not been able to talk to her any further, because she had been led away again by angels of God. I regretted it, but my husband took up so much of my time and talked to me so much that I no longer had the opportunity to ask about my daughter. But I always had the secret desire to be with her, and I prayed for it. And I would also like to say this, we also met with the other brothers and sisters in the temple from time to time, where we prayed and sang together. And once, when an angel came to me again to collect my work, I asked him and said to him, "Couldn't you give me something nice?" And he replied kindly, "If it is in my power, I will gladly do it." I said to him, "I don't know if it is in your power. But is it not possible for the daughter we have to come to us one day? My husband would like to see her, and I also long for her. I have seen how beautiful she is. Could you not bring her to us one day?" And the angel said, "I told you, if it is in my power, I will do it. For now it is not in my power, but I will take care of it." Then I wanted to know further, "Can you at least give me the promise that she will come?" "I believe," said this being, "that she will come, but I have no control over your daughter. I cannot go to her and tell her to come to you. I must pass your request on to the brother who has supremacy over this whole sphere, and he will pass it on in turn." When this angel came again the next time, he said, "Before Tabal, Emma, your daughter will come. I have told the brother. When it will be, I do not know. It will certainly be a surprise. Look forward to it." And then I told my husband, "You can be happy, our daughter is coming." But instead of expressing his joy, he explained that it was my fault that she hadn't been here long ago. Well, I didn't take it so badly anymore, I just let him. But in fact the daughter was brought to us, not to where we were working, but to meet us when we went to the temple to sing and pray. She was allowed to be with us in this temple. We had her in our midst, and she sang with us and prayed with us. And when we left the temple again, she said that she would come back and that she would pray diligently for us. She would try to work for us so that we would soon be freed from this work and then led to a more beautiful level, a more beautiful world. But Father wanted to live with her right away. He said, "Make sure that you and we can be together." She said she wanted to do the best she could. But then we didn't see her again for a long time, and Father became impatient and reproached me for not coming back. I also became a little impatient, because I finally wanted to have my peace and quiet and not hear these constant reproaches. He was constantly looking at my work and nothing was good for him. Then I decided to look for another place. I just left without saying a word to him. The plane was large and you could easily find accommodation somewhere else, because everyone here was, on the whole, very friendly and willing to take you in. I had previously reported this to the angel who always brought me the work. I told him, "I want to leave." And he had no objection and said, "Then look for a better place, I will find you." And so I went looking and actually found a beautiful place with siblings who were peaceful by nature. I was now able to admire other work with them. I really saw that they were making much more beautiful things than I was. I had only focused on these baskets, plates, vessels, platters and the like. But now I saw that they were weaving different carpets, and beautiful ones in different colors. And I wanted to know, how do you get these different colors? With us, everything is one color, so to speak, but I always suspected that you could coax colors out of this material or substance. How do you do that? And they showed me this material that was lying there on the side in the different colors.